Let's remain standing. We're going to receive our communion right now. Ushers, if you'd pass out the communion. Communion is a covenant act. You guys can come on down. Come on down. Thank you all. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. It's just time to remember what Jesus has done for us. Amen. He's done so much for us. Then, you know, the word remember is a covenant word. It's a covenant word. When we're doing this, it is stop and think about it, but it's more than that. It's actually partaking once again of what Jesus has done for us. So, it's just not, let's just do this little act to remind ourselves. No, this is about receiving communion in an act of faith. In an act of faith. This is where we're saying we believe. We believe that Jesus came as a baby. We believe that he came and he died for our sins. His body was broken for us so that we could be healed. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes, we were healed. When we do this, it's a serious matter. It's not a religious thing. And so we do this by faith. So, Lord, we come to your table today in your presence. As we celebrate your birth today, Lord, we remember all that you've done. You were born to deliver. You were born to show us what is possible. You were born to die. You were born to put an end to death, hell, and the grave. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your body, which paid for us. It paid so that we could be healed. We thank you for our blood, your blood that has brought redemption. Amen. You agree with that?
Yes.
Thank you, Art. Thank you, Jesus. So, for I've received, everybody have their communion? Everybody got it open? You know. Okay. If we didn't have 1,000 of these, we would change them out. But we have thousands of them. I mean, yeah. Okay. So, for I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And we had given thanks, he brake it. Said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. His body was broken for you, church. Your body doesn't have to be broken. Let us partake together. 1 Corinthians 11:25 says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us partake together. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesse. Praise the Lord. And everybody else. Hallelujah. Christmas has started right here. It's going to be a good morning and a good evening. Now, if you got a ticket already this morning, keep it for tonight. We're going to do some giveaways. If you didn't get a ticket, you're going to get it at the door tonight. So come in and get your ticket. We have lots of prizes to give away. And so we want you to participate in that. And also, we have this most amazing, oh my goodness. Come here. Oh my goodness. Bless y'all. So Deb, it's Alvino and Esther. John, look here. Y'all just talk amongst yourselves. Oh my goodness. What a happy Christmas. Yeah, well, you can't sneak in. Okay, I'm crying. Praise the Lord. These are very dear friends of ours from a long time back. This is more of kids ministry right here. So all the six of us actually did the kids ministry together. So, and let me see if I can Rainbow Workshop. What'd you change it to? His Promise Puppets. So they're puppeteers. So y'all see why we got along so well. And, oh, we had so much fun over the years. So we still talk about how much you entertained us in our life. So tell all those stories. Praise the Lord. All right. I got my Christmas present. Praise God. It just seems to be a time. Hey, I'm a little tinny, if we can fix that. My oldest cousin passed away a few weeks ago, and I did her funeral. And I think I told y'all this, but a big, tall man walked in the back, and he was standing in the back, and I put my notes up on the podium, and I started walking back there. And it's my last uncle, and he's like 96, and he knew me from a distance. And he holds his arms out like this. It was the most precious thing to me. I haven't seen him in years. And I just have to tell you, I was one of his favorites. Praise the Lord. So, all right. So, it's Christmas season. And so there's a lot of talk about giving, and rightly so. But listen, for God so loved the world, he gave. Okay. So, and that's perhaps the most profound statement in the scriptures. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That is just the most profound. It's probably one all of us have known all of our lives. Amen. And so Jesus totally and completely gave of himself. Amen. In every way. God gave him to us, and then he gave everything. His whole walk on earth was giving. And then he gave his life, and then he gave us the resurrection. Praise the Lord. So giving is a good thing, especially if it's from the heart. Not from compulsion, not out of guilt, not out of pressure, not out of manipulation. But giving actually energizes both the givers and the receivers. Amen. And so it's a very important thing in the body of Christ to be a giver. And I'm happy to say I'm in good company here. But one thing that's important too is to be a recipient. We're supposed to be a recipient. And Jesus actually was. Hey, I want to read you something. I'll just read it for time's sake. This is Gerda Wiseman Klein. And she was a survivor of the Holocaust. This is what she said. Most people think the Holocaust camps were like snake pits, that people stepped on each other for survival. It wasn't like that at all. There was kindness, support, understanding. A childhood friend of mine, Elsie, once found a raspberry in the camp and carried in her pocket all day to present to me that night on a leaf. Isn't that precious? There are the moments I would want to remember. People behaved nobly under unspeakable circumstances. Isn't that precious? That's just amazing to me. That's just grace. That's grace. And it's beautiful giving. And, you know, while Jesus is the biggest giver of all because he gave us himself, he was also a recipient. And so he was a recipient just a little while after his birth. He was probably 2 years old when the wise men showed up. This is the verse that says, and when they came into his house, they saw the son, the young child with his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, have you ever stopped about those gifts? You know, we see all the little plays and we see the kids with the cigar boxes, you know, and they got them all wrapped up and everything. But gold is a gift you give a king. And then frankincense is a gift suited for a priest. And then myrrh is what they would put on people at their burial time. And so these all were signs. They were all significant of the life of Jesus. Amen. And so he received these. This was part of the gifts. He was a recipient of that. And then if you think about it, he had gifts of friends. It said over in Luke 8 that when he had his traveling ministry, that Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the wife of Herod's business manager, they would all follow Jesus around, and they supplied for the ministry. They're kind of like we're partners to ministries. So they went with him, and they supplied all the time. And so he was a recipient of that. He was a recipient to keep his ministry going. And then that extravagant gift of devotion that we know about. Amen. Where the woman came in and broke open the perfume. Judas and some of the other guys had a fit about it. But, you know, they just thought it was going to be a big waste. But this is what he said. He said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She's done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do good to them. But me, you do not always have. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told a memorial to her." So that gift that he received was actually a memorial. Why is it a memorial? We're talking about it right now. We're remembering what she did. So we see all these precious givers. Amen. And so, you know, ministers, they often talk about giving, and we have an offering word, church, on purpose. Why? Because word is the seed. Yes. Because you need, we're not up here trying to round up money and get it out of you. We're trying to get something to you. And so we want you as givers to be recipients. So that's why we don't have a box in the back. We actually want to speak word over the giver. And so we're just always going to do that. That's not going to go away. So in this season that we have right now, it's important for you to be a giver, but it's also important for your heart to be open to receive whatever God has for you. And I'm telling you, the word of the Lord came early this morning, and he told us that the gift of shalom was in this house. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And also, you know that the word shalom, when you look at the letters, it means the ability to wipe out the authority of chaos that causes chaos. And so I'm just releasing that to you right now. That's the gift that God's giving you today. In case you don't know it, you're getting ready for the greatest awakening that's ever happened on this earth. It's happening. It's happening. And we're ready for people to help people. I'm telling you, there are going to be things that you've never seen before. And it's going to be grand and glorious. It's already here. It's already moving. But it's going to get way better than this. Amen. So you can sow your seed and you can bring in a harvest. And the tithe will protect that. So, Father, we just thank you for that in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every tither and giver today. We thank you for those that are giving gifts. We love you. We thank you for that. We thank you that they'll receive everything they need in this season. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on, brothers and sisters or whoever's out there. Praise the Lord. God is good. Praise the Lord. If you would like to give text message, you can text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link. Complete your gift. You spell million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N. Praise the Lord. Just having fun with you. But I'll just tell you, I'd like to be the first person to give a million. That's my goal. In fact, someone prophesied over me today, gave me a millionaire candy bar. Amen. So I'm blessed. I take it as a prophetic word. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Luke 2:1 and we'll go down the line. Now be sure and come tonight because these children are going to be amazing.
Oh, they are.
They have been practicing and they know their lines. It's just going to be so cute. And then we're going to have a big gift giveaway. And then the cookie contest. Wow, we got a lot of people signed. How many are making cookies? Praise the Lord. So, amen. I probably shouldn't challenge that then. Probably going to be good. Praise the Lord. I'll just bring a dessert. Yeah, praise the Lord. All right, so Luke 2:1. You know the story. It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world would be should be registered. This census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. Interesting. Today. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own country. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth in Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Hey, there's that peace right there. On earth, shalom. So it was with the angels, when the angels had gone away from them in heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing." I think that's so funny. "See this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things that which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Christmas story. Amen. Now, I want to call your attention, though, for us today to verse 10. It said, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.'" Okay? So good tidings of great joy. You know, when babies are born, there's great joy. I'm telling you, we're crying and blessing and celebrating when babies are born. And you know what? They're born, and quite a few people are rejoicing with you, but not the whole world is, right? But you know, in their lifetime, they're going to affect some people. The baby, our new baby that's going to be born here, Elijah, he's going to affect some people. And he might affect the whole world, but he may just affect a few people. But here's the thing about it. Influence is a great thing. But joy has a ripple effect. And that joy that happened on the day he's born, that will happen on the day he's born, or happened on the day you were born, or happened on the day when Jesus was born, it has a ripple effect. Amen. Amen. It's like kindness. If you're kind to someone, you pass it forward, chances are that person's going to be kind to someone. Yeah. It just catches on. Yeah. Well, joy catches on. Amen. It has a ripple effect. And so when you get around happy people, you might get at least happy for a little while and spread some joy to others before you return to your sour, gloomy cocoon. But for a little while, a lot of you are joyful all the time. Some of y'all look like you're on jury duty quite a bit, but that'll be okay. You'll come on out today. You're coming out today. So... but this baby right here was sent to bring joy to all, to the whole world. If they'll receive it, they'll have joy. So it said that the angel brought good tidings of great joy. Good and great. Good tidings and great joy. So, you know, it wasn't just that, "Hey, we came to notify you. Messiah's born." No, it was, "Hey, Wow! We have some great news. The Messiah is being born into the earth. This is good tidings. This is great joy. It's great. When was the last time good news moved you? You ever think about it? I like to do my memories. I'll just sit and think about. Sometimes before I go to sleep, I'll think about all the good moments. And I just ask myself, what was a really good moment in your life? Think of five really good moments in your life. And you know, I'm sure you have lots of them. I hope you can remember them, and I hope you will. You probably had some great joy about 10 p.m. on November the 5th. You know, at least a happy moment. I hope it didn't offend anyone here, but we had some great joy about that. And so, but happiness and joy really are two different things. They're actually two different things. Happiness is built into your emotions, but joy is launched from your spirit. It's much bigger than happy, church. It's much more powerful. It's not carnal or temporal, okay? Joy is amazing. But this said great joy. Great joy. Why? Because it's not temporary. It's not temporary, okay? It cannot be taken away, okay? That's why you remember the old song, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away." Remember that song? Yep. Well, everybody used to sing it. Some of y'all are like, "I never heard that song." Well, it was back there before y'all was born, but we enjoyed it. Anyway, but that song is so true. It's not temporary. Joy is not temporary. You're like, "Well, I feel like it is." No, it's not. Now, it can lay quiet on the inside of you. You can forget about that joy. You just let it lay quiet in there, but it can't be taken away. It can't be meddled with. It's in there. So that night that the angel spoke joy into the earth, the shepherds heard it, believed it. But here's the thing. It moved them. It moved them. And so joy will move you. It'll actually move you. And that baby being born that night is still moving us. We were just all shouting a few minutes ago, singing the songs. Say, how many times have you sang, "Oh, Holy Night"? Oh, glory to God. And it was, today it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard. That anointing just came through. Yeah, it's so interesting. There you were singing it, and I can remember probably sitting about where Gabriel is. I was sitting about there, and I was like 5 years old, and there's two ladies in the church. We call them the twins, Lois and Louise, and they sang "Oh Holy Night," and they could go whoop there, and I remember this kid going, "Wow, it was so beautiful." And today when Jesse sang it, I went, "Wow, oh holy night, what a time of joy." You know, holy means separate. It was a different night. It was a different night. And it was a night of joy. Amen. So joy can't be taken away. And we should take joy seriously and learn how to rejoice. No matter what's going on around us, Jesus has overcome the world. And if we're in Christ, we've overcome the world. Amen. And think about this. James 1:2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Now, what does that mean? Because nobody likes a trial. But what we know here is that we can overcome. So we can go, "Hey, we'll get over this. We'll move forward. This will expire. There's something better. We're the children of God. We can have joy. If Jesus overcame the world, we'll overcome the world." Amen. And so we can be on the joyful side of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can have great joy. So now back here. Not just joy or the fruit of the Spirit joy, which is good. Yeah. Now, you guys understand the fruit of the Spirit. It's forced from your spirit. It's a force from your spirit. Love, joy, peace. They're forced. Patience is a force from your spirit. You employ these things. You pull them up. When it says, I got to tell this, I don't know, somebody needs to hear it. Patience isn't the Lord's teaching me patience. I got to wait. But patience isn't waiting. Patience is a consistent way of living. And so when something comes up or something hasn't been answered yet, you stay the same because you believe God has done it for you. And so what do? You employ patience. And it comes up like a power and says, no, I got this. Instead of going, God didn't answer me. No, you've got it. Well, I don't know. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Come on over to the victory side. Yeah. All right. Now, so back here again. This is out of ordinary joy. This is different joy. This is great joy. This is what they call mega joy. In fact, the Greek calls it megas. Megas. It's bigger than just a little. It's way bigger than that. These shepherds that saw this, they were completely filled with joy because they're realizing that the messianic age is starting. What they've been praying for and believing for centuries. Now, God with us, Emmanuel, he's now coming on the scene.
Yes. Wow. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what makes this even better is who the audience is. Because these shepherds aren't just shepherds. They're temple shepherds. Yeah. They're actually looking over the sheep that are going to go be sacrificed at the temple. Okay? So they're right out there in that particular side of Bethlehem, and they're raising these lambs that have to be perfect. These sheeps. And so they have to be perfect. So think of the picture this is starting to paint to them. So not far from there is what they call the Tower of the Flock. The Tower of the Flock, there's a cave right under it. This is the clean place for lambs to be born. A lot of people don't even know this about Jesus' birth. Jesus is born under the Tower of the Flock. You might even say in it because it's all kind of built together. But this is a place where they could see, oh, and he's going to be in a manger. And oh, they're going to wrap him in swaddling clothes. So that's what they wrap the lambs in to keep them from getting hurt. And so there's a picture being painted. So understand this. The day Jesus was crucified at 3 p.m., the same time the lambs were slain in the temple, these guys could remember all of this and go, there's the lamb slain right there for the world. See? And so it's all just a picture. It's all just set forward right there. And so these guys saw that. They understood that. The baby human lamb is being born right here in the Tower of the Flock in a manger, and it's a sign to us. And they get that. So this lamb took all sin, and he took all sickness, so we don't have to have it. This lamb gave us eternal life in heaven as a part of his family. We're a part of his family now because he gave his life. Amen. This lamb. Now, joy is a traditional part of the Christmas season, right? I mean, come on. In December, the people who hardly crack a smile are smiling. Right? And they're sending out cards that have the word joy on them. Here's your card. Myrna, did we send the card over to the Joneses? You know, whatever. But they do, and it says joy on them. And people are driving down the streets with tinsel hanging and banners of joy over the streets. And then their car going, hum, 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 we gotta go, you know, just whatever. The carolers are chirping out joy to the world. Grumpy shoppers are all in the malls, you know. Irritated drivers driving under the signs. Is it real easy to get busy or to get grumpy? We need to think about the real thing that happened this day. The real thing. The real thing. And we can have great joy over that. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The mall didn't give it to me. Money didn't give it to me. God gave it to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, listen, but if you're not mindful, You know, you could get busy. You could get grumpy. You're hurting because someone isn't around this year. Financial pressures, all those things. But you could let joy slip, or you could not let it slip.
That's right.
Because actually, joy is a choice.
Yes.
Because the way you get joy to come up is to rejoice.
Rejoice.
You rejoice. That's how you get it. Rejoice. You get that joy to rise up on the inside of you. And so, instead, just get a revelation of joy, and it'll inspire you to not only do it at Christmas time, but maybe all year. Maybe just go ahead and have some joy. Maybe just live in some joy. Maybe just turn into a joyful person. God is full of joy. Jesus is full of joy. He's a man of joy. You're like, well, after he went, hey, he's perfectly wonderful, doing great, full of joy right now. People that have seen him in heaven that, you know, had an experience or something, they say Jesus laughs all the time. He just laughs all the time. And, you know, when Jesus is walking on the earth, they kind of had him, you know, they put that little light around him and they play that music. Oh, Jesus would be, But I mean, Jesus is doing stuff like splashing water on people and poking at people and doing a hug with John. And, you know, I mean, they've just got it going on. Jesus is fun. And he's happy. He went through a moment for us, but he's happy, and we should be happy. We should be full of joy too. Especially in this season, we want our faith to work. Do we? This is a season you really want your faith to work. You have to have it. And we want it to work on the highest level. So I'm going to give you a truth here. You cannot live by faith without joy. You cannot live by, you can be going, I'm believing. No, you're not. If you believed, you'd have some joy. I have overcome this, and I will overcome. I am blessed. I am healed. I am successful. I am who God says I am. So I can have some joy about it. Well, whatever. No, not whatever. That's right. Shake it off. Rejoice. Rejoice. Amen. You know, it's true. We're surrounded by the world. Death is flowing around us. It just is. Okay. The natural pull is always to the negative. So you don't leave things alone, and you don't work against the negative flow. I mean, you don't work against the, I'll get it out here in a minute. You don't stay in the negative flow. You work against the negative flow. Amen. And so you're swimming upstream, but you can do it, and you have the power to flow upstream. It's your faith. And so your faith has to be strong. And so you living in this world, no matter who's president, no matter who isn't, no matter what's going on, you can have some joy because you already know the end results. And that's not just saying, yeah, when we finally rapture. No, you can have it good now. You can get over it now. Your relatives can get saved now. Amen. Whatever needs to happen, whatever needs to change, it can happen. But you can't just let the negative flow of the world take you down. You know, if you leave a garden unattended, what happens? Weeds. If you don't water it, nothing grows, right? It all dies back. So to move forward, you have to constantly swim upstream. And if you get too weak spiritually, you'll find yourself being swept back by sickness and disease and poverty and lack. But if you keep going and you have some joy, you're going to move on forward. Amen. Amen. And most of it happens from your mouth.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. No wonder the Apostle Paul wrote that scripture when he said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. He's saying rejoice, rejoice. Back the truck up and get another load. Back that truck up and get another load. See, Paul understood the link between joy and strength. You better get this today. Like, I'm just doing that. No. Joy and strength. See, evidently Paul understood what the scripture said over in, was it Nehemiah?
Yes.
Wait, I might have written it down. Let's see. Y'all are all going, yes. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. What's your strength? The joy. The joy of the Lord. Not fussing. Not accusing other people. Not gossiping. Not complaining. Not being all weak and miserable and crying and grieving all the time. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Church, stop being loyal to defeat.
Boom.
Stop being loyal to victim mentality. Stop being loyal to darkness. You, that has no part of you. You have no part of it.
Right.
You can stand and work and live and play in the glory of Almighty God. It belongs to you.
Yes.
You don't have, but listen, you'll have to say something.
Yes.
Because your mind will take you down a trail.
Uh-huh.
It'll just take you all the way down a trail. Well, I didn't get, well, so-and-so's not here at Christmas. Well, the kids say they're not coming. Well, I probably won't get anything. Well, I don't know. I'm having to spend all this money on all these grandchildren or whatever it is. Whatever it is. You know, how about, you know what? If you get some joy, you'll have plenty of money. You get some joy, everyone. You'd be happy if you had to eat turkey all by yourself. Because Jesus would be there. Thank God we all have family. We all have friends around us. We're a family. And so we're blessed, but those kind of things will try to creep in. Well, I don't have what they have. Well, they don't treat me right. Well, they're not treating so-and-so right. Well, you know what? If you keep saying that, they won't. Praise the Lord. Okay, I feel better now. Praise the Lord. Y'all okay? The joy of the Lord is our strength. So get some joy. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to hook up with the Holy Spirit. You're going to have to be aware of the Holy Spirit. You're going to have to sing and dance and give some thanks. You know, listen, when you're there at Christmas in the next few days and there's that grumpy person, just look at them and get ready to sing and say, shut up and dance with me. Amen. Wouldn't that just work really good? Y'all know that song. Yeah, okay. Those of you are laughing. Some of you are like, what are you talking about? We'll just say this. This joy is our destiny. Amen.
Yeah.
We could just be happy. You know, remember what I told you? It has a ripple effect.
Yeah.
It has a ripple effect. So if you go and spread a little joy and a little bottle and say, we're so glad you came. And when you're leaving, they won't be going. They'll be happy that you were there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Rejoicing is an act of the will. So if you don't feel like rejoicing, set your will. Do it. If you're having financial problems, don't stay up all night worrying about your financial problems. If you're going to stay up all night, sing and dance and have some fun and believe God. Amen. Staying up all night worrying won't pay your bills. Worrying won't do anything. See, that's you trying to figure out how to get it done. When you could say, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that you are able to keep that which I've committed to you against this day. I'm committing my finances to you. Now I'm going to sleep, Lord. You're the one that stays awake all night, so you do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. No sense in worrying about it. Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to die. Well, if you do, it'll be a whole lot better on the other side. So just don't worry about it. Just have some joy anyway. Praise the Lord. Get over it. Yeah, a joyful entry, abundant entrance. Praise the Lord. But you're not going to die. You're going to do good. Amen. So let's just get on with it. Let's just get on with it. We're going to rejoice and we're going to rejoice our way all the way to the rapture. And when we cross over the first Sunday, second Sunday of January, we're going to talk about the rapture because you need to know exactly how it works. So let's rejoice. Let's just rejoice always. The scripture says, let's rejoice. So we're just going to rejoice. Amen. So Lord, we rejoice in you right now. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and give you glory. We thank you, Lord. We rejoice for what you've done. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Now, if you're here today, Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus, we praise
you. If you have anything interrupting your body right now or you don't feel good, stand up right now. Stand up right now. We're going to pray for you. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rejoice over the healing right now for those standing. We release an anointing for healing in the name of Jesus. We rejoice because when we took that communion today, we said your body was broken for us and we're not going to feel bad on Christmas Day or any other day. And so, Father, we thank you for healing bodies in the name of Jesus right now. And if you agree with that, say amen. Rejoice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Church, God is good. He is good. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You know, there's sometimes you feel like you'd rather cuss than rejoice. But your will makes the choice. Your will makes the, you say no. Praise the Lord. No, praise the Lord. And you may say it like that. Praise the Lord. But just keep going. It's better than damning yourself. Better than speaking words you don't want to say. So you just move forward in that. Just keep rejoicing. Amen. How many of you are coming tonight? Coming tonight to the party? Woohoo! All right. It's going to be fun. We're going to enjoy the kids, like I said. And we have some good giveaways and a couple of treats for you. It'll be good. And good food. Please bring something. What does Danny always say about the food? We have an opportunity to, we're giving you an opportunity. What do you say? There you go. I just rejoice over that girl. She's if you'd like to eat, bring something. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. God is good. What a great day. Just before we leave, how many of y'all are traveling this week? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak traveling mercies over all the travelers traveling at Christmas. We thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus, top to bottom, side to side, bumper to bumper, all working parts on the train, on the plane, and on the car in Jesus, our pickup truck in Jesus' name. If anybody's riding a horse to where they're going, we bless the horse and every hoof in Jesus' name. Anyone traveling on a mule, we bless that mule in the name of Jesus. Anybody walking, we bless your legs in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. Everybody will go over and come back safely in Jesus' name. If you're staying in a hotel, put your hand on the door and clean the room in Jesus' name. If you're about to walk into relatives, bind the spirits in Jesus' name. Lose favor in Jesus' name. When you leave there and if they've been fussing and messy and stuff, sanitize your spirit when you walk out in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I love you. Bring your food and come back.